Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for the ASCDI and TR Publications. And today I'm with Jeff Jones of Aptos Solutions. Jeff, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So, you know, this is going to be by way of maybe an introductory podcast. We haven't had you guys on before, but we're going to be learning not only about Aptos Solutions, but about some of the strategic things you guys are now offering the market and why it's so important to our readers inside the ASCDI, but also that huge community of people in the TR publications world too. So Jeff, first of all, what is Aptos Solutions?
Well, Aptos Solutions has been around for about 20 years. We were founded in 2001, and we're a traditional ITAD, IT asset disposition company. We provide all of the traditional ITAD services as might be defined by Gartner, who coined the phrase or coined the acronym, I think sometime in 2009. And, you know, we provide a full suite of those services from collection at the customer site all the way through disposition, resale, and recycling. And we do that for a cross section of customers for the inbound side. We support OEMs, leasing companies, vendor finance companies, and a cross section of verticals within the Fortune 1000. So that's the one side of our company for inbound equipment. And then we obviously support the Association of Computer Dealers through outbound, which is the vast majority of our equipment is sold through dealers nationally and worldwide. We do some direct to retail, you know, for higher value items. But the vast majority of our equipment flows through the channels in the computer dealer network.
So why ITAD? Why is that so important? Why can't I just go to some other guy buying used equipment?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing I think Gartner talks about and that we think about and our customers think about is compliance and security with data and environmental today. So you want to make sure that at least large corporations and really anybody, even consumers doing trade-in, which happens through several iPads as well, that equipment is going through a certified company that's audited by an independent third party that, you know, for everything they do, which, you know, iPad certifications are built on the pillars of ISO, 9,000 for process. I'm gonna mess up the 14,000 or 45,000 for sustainability, environmental sustainability, and for employee health and safety. And so, you know, those are the things that we really build our company on. And then you've got the sustainability part with eStewards and R2 that focus on the environmental sustainability and the data security. And data security is always top of mind for our corporate and OEM customers and leasing companies, you know, and make sure that the data is wiped off the machine properly. So we built systems to be able to validate that and checks and balances to make sure that what we validated actually happened. And then if something's going to be recycled, that it actually flows, you know, through a verified recycling channel. And that can be documented and verified as well. So those are the first big things that I think customers think about. A lot of times I think you'll hear, well, I can sell your equipment for more. That's usually the third conversation that we have. And you have to be competitive there too, because there's a lot of really good companies that can maximize that recovery dollar. But we, you know, as a company, lead with compliance and security first, because that's the first thing that comes to mind is take the risk off the table. And I think that's super important. And you know, now the conversation is moving towards, as we talked about earlier, circularity, environmental sustainability goals and things like that. And so we have to be at the forefront of that conversation as well.
Now, Jeff, I picked up on the fact that you have attracted big enterprise, and that's a big endorsement. Why are you able to gain the business of large business?
Well, you know, I kind of, you know, I think about that a lot because, you know, we talk about having conversations and, you know, not only existing customers, but also we're being solicited by some of these big, you know, household names today. They come to us and ask us to either participate in an RFP, which we're happy to do, you know, or just ask us for a proposal. And, you know, I think that really comes from, you know, we've been hyper-focused on doing things at scale since we were a young company and really looking for opportunities where we could really make a difference. And so those generally come from large scalable programs where companies either have a large computer footprint or their entire company is based on things, you know, on a computer platform. You know, we can make a greater impact on companies like those. And so that, you know, we kind of started off luckily in that, you know, working for companies like that. And then we made really big investments in compliance. And I think that became known through the industry. So we get a lot of really good referrals from existing clients where, you know, procurement or sustainability executives may meet at a conference or be on the same forum and looking for a solution, and our name gets brought up. And so, you know, we're able to not only have a valid conversation with them, but we have a very, very good roster of references that are willing to talk to their peers and tell them why they chose Apto and why they work with us.
You know, Jeff, I noticed you said when we're talking about the big enterprise, money is important, but also the compliance issues are important. Companies have a lot of things on the table these days, and that sounds like a very competitive argument for Apto. So let's change the focus for a moment to other parts of our community. I'm thinking now about our friends in the channel and dealer and distributor communities where, you know, it's very important to be able to buy and sell equipment, and you're out there selling stuff and installing stuff and pulling stuff out and trying to get rid of stuff that they just pulled out of some customer's place and so on. What's the argument to those guys?
Well, you know, first of all, it's really about being able to supply reliable product when they need it, or be able to supply inventory, you know, stocking inventory to those dealers that do speculate. And so, you know, we've evolved our model several times over the years. And, you know, we took a look at the data on how we were selling things and who we were selling to in 2019. And we actually launched our own auction in 2020. And we have over 300 dealers that participate in that auction. And digitizing and being able to analyze that data from the asset sales has helped us even hone in on our dealers' requirements even more. And so that allows us to group products together in the way we think will be most meaningful to the dealer community, whether that's parts or full systems, all the way from computers to data center equipment, servers, networking, you name it. And so our specialists now are configuring lots for our auction that, you know, that are most meaningful to both stocking dealers and dealers that actually need it today for a particular job. And so, you know, we felt like that's been not only super helpful in the companies that want to buy it, but also being able to address more companies. Like I said at the beginning, there's more than 300 participants in the auction. They all get the email on what's there, and they can choose whether or not to participate in it. We started doing it, as I said, in January of 2020, where we were doing 1.5 to 2 auctions a month. Now we're doing it every Tuesday, and we plan to expand it from there. What we found was, you know, we had as many ITADs and dealers do representatives selling to, you know, by computation type, by computers, servers, networking equipment, to specific dealers that purchase that type of equipment. And as humans, they're only really able to talk to so many people on a certain day and take so many bids back. But the computer system, the auction system, can talk to everybody. And so rather than selling to 20 companies or, you know, two dozen companies, now we're selling to over 300 worldwide. And so I think that's given everybody an opportunity to look at what we have for sale. It's great for our customers, it's great for us, and it's great for the dealers to be able to give them visibility into the, you know, the products that we're selling.
Well, let's look a little bit under the hood there at Aptos Solutions. Could you tell us a little bit, just a little taste of what the process is? How do you guys handle all this equipment coming in and out?
Well, the core of that is Aptos Pulse, and, you know, that's our, if you will, homegrown ERP system. And we look, you know, over the years, we've talked to every ERP vendor out there and seeing if there was something better. But, you know, we actually launched the company in 2001, really building an ERP system that we felt would work for being able to analyze not only systems, but the parts, because as everybody, you know, all the dealers know, the inherent value of a computer system is it is the sum of its parts. And so that allowed us to really outdo the competition, the traditional auctions, the physical auction houses that existed at the time. And then we've developed it over the years to be able to show our customers the complete supply chain of their assets from when they leave their premises to when they arrive at ours, showing them the complete audit trail, not only of the transportation, but also of the data sanitization, the testing. You know, all of this data is in Aptos Pulse for our customers to see. But what that also does is we get a very good snapshot of the health of the device, the condition of the device, and all of its components. And that helps us sell more accurately to the community. So, and it also limits the amount of RMAs that we see, which is super important. So that the Aptos Pulse is really the heart of our system. It handles everything everybody does on the shop floor to what happens at the auction and how it gets shipped to our customers. And, it also gives our ITAD clients a view, a real-time view into everything that happens with their assets. And I think that's another huge selling point that we have.
Let's talk product. What do you guys manage?
Well, as an ITAD, you know, we like to think that we handle everything within our customer, you know, within an enterprise customer's portfolio. So that includes mobile devices, laptops, desktops, servers, you know, all the way into their data center. So anything from their end user compute or their worker environment, all the way through their data center infrastructure, and all of those attached devices. So a little bit of a kitchen sink, but we feel like you have to do that, as a fully vetted ITAD. And, you know, I think that also helps the rest of the, you know, computer dealer network specialize in certain things and be our customers, because we can't specialize in every type of computer gear on the, by selling that to an end user. You know, our services is to our end user customers, and then being able to maximize efficiently the resale of any type of asset that they send us.
You know, as we wrap up our podcast today, you know, it strikes me how all of a sudden we've gone from basically being a group of companies that's sort of the periphery of IT. You know, we handled this sort of end of life stuff and people would call us up. Suddenly, with the shift in things in the world and so on, it seems to me that our discussion here about a circular economy, about environmental safety, about maybe being able to reuse plastics and other materials and previously used IT products is now at the center of the IT community. And that maybe, you know, there's an argument here that companies should shift their focus to doing partnership with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, the narrative has obviously shifted to circularity, the circular economy, and ESG, environmental sustainability goals. And, all of a sudden we're the popular kids in the room. because, you know, that's what we as a community have been doing for years. And, you know, as people traditionally think about circular economy, electronics definitely come into that conversation, especially as we're using a lot of plastics and metals and things that are hard to harvest from the earth. And then what's the carbon footprint of those activities? And, you know, especially for large organizations, you know, we're seeing, you know, where we used to mainly only speak with maybe, you know, the IT department or the procurement people and, you know, responsible for IT asset disposition, the sustainability people are now in that conversation, and the data security people as well. And so, you know, having the sustainability people in there, they want to know, well, we got to write a sustainability report. We've got to hit ESG metrics, you know, for a publicly traded company here. How can we add what we're doing, recycling the electronics into that narrative? And so we've tried to make some innovations over the last several years. We've produced our circularity report last year, that really where we dove in and we wanted to really document what happened to all of the recycled materials that came out of our facilities. And we were able to do that, and that report's available on our website for anybody to download at aptosolutions.com. And, you know, we've also been working on, you know, projects to really show what's the carbon offset for recycling a computer, and how can our customers use that in their ESG metrics. And most of them think about ESG, they're thinking about their carbon footprint from their main manufacturing activities or whatever their core business is. And so when we talk about, well, hey, you know, we can give you the carbon offset from a recycling computer, and you know, your host of computers, your footprint of computers or data centers, they're super interested. And I think we're going to start to see that in upcoming ESG reports and metrics and sustainability reports. And it's going to become, I mean, it's been important for hyperscale computing companies and some of the large technology manufacturers, but I think we're going to start to see that flow down, you know, into the Fortune 1000 and in the very near future, and then beyond that, you know, for everybody going forward.
As we wrap up our podcast today, we'll loop back to our ASCDI friends. What's your message to the ASCDI community?
Hey, we'd love to have you come and join our auction. You know, the more of you that join, I think, you know, the better we'll all do together. So, you know, we'd love to see more dealers on there. So please, you can sign up right on our website, aptosolutions.com. And we'd love to see you on there, and we'd love to get your feedback about how you feel about it as well.
Jeff, why don't you go ahead and repeat those coordinates and where we can learn more about Aptos Solutions?
Sure, it's all available on aptosolutions.com.
Well, Jeff, I hope everyone goes and takes a visit. I hope the ASCDI community takes a look at that auction. I hope also that our end user readers also take a look at you for partnership on managing those end-of-life issues and so on. But for now, thanks very much for your time today. This has been a great podcast.
Thanks, Doug. I really appreciate it.